If you own a pet, then you know how expensive it can be in just buying food alone. At petco.com/amber, save 10%. If you own a pet, then you know how expensive it can be in just buying food alone. At petco.com/amber, save 10%. No minimum requirement when you visit petco.com/amber10. Visit my website to see the Petco discounts at when you visit petco.com/amber10. Visit my website to see the Petco discounts at AmberMayShow.com.
Get Mermaid on Church Beam Radio. Counting down the top 10 songs of the week that only you vote for. So don't touch the radio. Counting down the top 10 songs of the week that only you vote for. So
don't touch that dial.
Check it out, y'all.
Ready to count down the top 10 songs that you vote on by giving a thumbs up or a thumbs down right here on your live 365. Ready to count down the top 10 songs that you vote on by giving a thumbs up or a thumbs down right here on your live 365 player. I want to thank my last week's winners, Oliver and Derek. Derek, thank you so much for the verse that we will be sharing today. And thank you, Oliver, for participating. And I have a couple contests I'd like to throw out your way. But before I do that, I'd like to just to ask you, if you don't mind, giving me a thumbs up right now on your live 365 player, as well as give me a shout out. It's been a while since I got a shout out on churchbeatradio.com under DJs. Look for Amber. And because of you guys, you made me number one 3 out of the 4 weeks in October. And I just want to thank you for showing the love in October. So show me some love right now in December as we kick things off here on churchbeatradio.com. But I have an EMI Gospel 2010 CD record to give away to you today for the first person to email me the number one song. And you can email me at AmberMay@churchbeatradio.com. I also want to let you know what the quiz was, or the trivia question was last week. And the question was, what two men in the Bible never died? And Oliver and Derek gave me the right answers by saying Elijah and Enoch. Thank you very much for that. Speaking of trivia, to win a free mix CD right here from churchbeatradio.com with all kinds of Christian Christmas music on it, I want you to send me a verse and answer this question. I thought it was very intriguing, so I wanted to ask you to give me the correct answer. Why did a Bible published in London in 1632 become known as the Wicked Bible? Why did a Bible published in London in 1632 become known as the Wicked Bible? That's very interesting. The answer is very interesting. And email me at AmberMay@churchbeatradio.com for your chance to win a mix CD. And next week, tune in to find out the answer why it was known as the Wicked Bible. But Dee Reynolds comes in at number 10 with Got This Feeling.
Number 10. Number 10.
It's so-
It's exceptional,
exceptional,
phenomenal,
phenomenal.
It's powerful,
it's powerful,
it's amazing.
And my life, I have this feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, I have this feeling.
Play the background, 'cause I know sometimes I get in the way. So won't you take the lead, 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 lead. So won't you take the lead, lead, lead. And I could play the background,
and you could take the
It's evident you run the show, so let me back down. You take the leading role, and I play the background. I know I miss my cues, know I forget my lines. I'm sticking to your script, and I'm reading all your signs. I don't need my name in lights, I don't need a star on the road. And why gain the whole wide world if I'm just gonna lose my soul? And my ways ain't purified, don't live according to your word. I can't endure this life without your wisdom being heard. So word to every dancer for a pop star, 'cause we all play the background, but mine's a rock star. Yeah, so if you need me, I'll be stage right, praying the whole world will start embracing stage fright. So let me fall back and stop giving my suggestions, 'cause when I follow my obsessions, I end up confessing that I'm not that impressive. Matter of fact, I'm who I are, a trail of stardust leading to the superstar. Yeah,
I could play the background, play the background, 'cause I know sometimes I get in the way.
So won't you take the lead,
lead, lead, lead.
So won't you take the lead,
lead, lead, lead. And I could play the background, background,
and you could take the
lead. Yo, I had a dream that I was captain of my soul. I was master of my fate, lost control and then I sank. So I don't wanna take the lead, 'cause I'm prone to make mistakes. All these folks who follow me gon' end up in the wrong place. So just let me shadow you, and just let me trace your lines. Matter of fact, just take my pen, yeah, you create my rhymes. 'Cause if I do this by myself, I'm scared that I'll succeed, and no longer trust in you, 'cause I only trust in me. And see, that's how you end up headed to destruction, paving the road to nowhere. Pull your life out for nothing. You pull my card, I'm bluffing. You know what's in my hand. Me, I just roll and trust you. You cause the dice to land. I'm in control of nothing. Follow you at any cost. And some call it sovereign will. All I know is you the boss. And man, I'm so at ease. I'm so content. I play the background like it's an instrument.
I could play the background. I could play the background, 'cause I know sometimes I get in the way.
So won't you take the lead,
lead, lead, lead.
So won't you take the lead,
lead, lead, lead. And I could play the background, background,
if you could take the
I know I'm safest when I'm in your will and trust your word. And I know I'm dangerous when I trust myself, my vision blurred. And I ain't got no time to play life's foolish games. Got plenty aims, but do they really glorify your name? And it's a shame the way I wanna do these things for you. Yeah, don't even cling to you, take time to sit and glean from you. And it seems that you are patient in my ignorance. If ignorance is bliss, it's 'cause she never heard of this.
I could play the background, I could play the background, 'cause I know sometimes I get in the way.
So won't you take the
lead, lead, lead.
So won't you take the lead,
lead, lead. And I could play the background, background,
if you could take the
background.
So won't you take the lead?
That was none other than Lecrae with Background. Again, just to remind you, if you just tuned in, a couple of the contests we have going on today is be the first person to email me the number one song, and you can win an EMI Gospel 2010 CD. And also, email me your favorite verse, and also answer this trivia question. Why did a Bible published in London in 1632 become known as the Wicked Bible? And you can email me your answers at AmberMayChurchBeatRadio.com. I really like this album, Just James, from J Moss. I love J Moss. I love Lecrae. You guys are making my day so far. And thank you so much for doing that. Oh, and by the way, while you're making my day, make it even brighter by sending me a shout out at ChurchBeatRadio.com. Well, here he is with J Moss with Just James.
Afflicted, I strayed away, but now
keeping your word. Just Jay.
Number seven.
He's number seven.
Number seven.
Number seven.
Control this feeling.
Control this feeling.
In the morning when I wake up out of my sleep, the first thing that I do is fall on my knees. 'Cause Lord, you've penetrated my heart. I'm so elated I can't control this feeling.
Can't control this feeling.
So much brighter.
Kind of.
You just heard Jason Champion, The Life. I want to share with you a verse that Derek so generously gave to me last week. And, you know, you guys have really been ministering to me, and I thank you. This is why when I ask for verses, it's so important. And I'm thankful that you guys send this to me, because if you check out my website, AmberMayShow.com, and you can find my blog, you'll see all this stuff that I've been going through this year. And I've been really struggling with different personal things going on. And that's why when we had a show about giving thanks and I went through all the things people are thankful for, one lady just hit it for me. You know, she said she was struggling with her faith because things were hard, but she kept on, you know, she kept on fighting for her faith. And Job has been coming to mind so much, because things are tough for everybody, but especially like if that's personal things besides, you know, the typical finance stuff. And I kind of look to Job somewhat for comfort, because he's been there, done it, and came through it. And Derek shares with us that Job 13:15 says, "Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. I will surely defend my ways to his face. Though he slay me, yet I will hope in him. I will surely defend my ways to his face." Thank you so much, Derek, for sending us that verse. Michelle Bonilla comes in at number 6 with I Love You.
Song number 6.
Number 6.
Number 6.
I'd like to introduce to you Michelle Bonilla and Ron. Oh. Is it okay with y'all if we take a little time to brag on God?
You're the mighty, supreme, righteous, holy, begotten Son. Not even death could hold you down. You are the risen one. Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. The only Savior, save us from our sin. You spoke the word
like that.
The world started. You gave your word
just like that.
The sea parted.
We're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war.
Anoint my head.
Oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet.
Celebrating God.
CeCe Winans with Waging War. And remember, if you just If you're just tuning in, we have a couple contests going on. Be the number one person to email me the number one song of the week, and you will get an EMI Gospel 2010 CD. Or answer this trivia question and send me your favorite verse of the week and answer this trivia question. Why did a Bible published in London in 1632 become known as the Wicked Bible? And you'll have a chance to win a mixed CD courtesy of churchbeatradio.com with all kinds of Christmas music on it. But this week's fun fact is the tentacles of the giant Arctic jellyfish can reach 120 feet in length, or 36.6 meters in length. Wow, 120 feet. Just the tentacles. It's pretty interesting. They're in the Arctic. I don't think I'd want to be swimming in the Arctic, but there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, don't you just love this next song? It's Just Wanna Say by Israel.
Number four.
Let's go!
Number four.
Number three. living in a crazy mixed up world when everybody's looking for an answer.